start your hearing. Mr. Newell will be conducting your hearing this morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
This afternoon.
Oh, that's right. I said this morning, sir. This afternoon. Mr. Newell just reminded me he's going to do it this afternoon, not this morning.
It's going to drop this morning, but now we just got it this afternoon. Get ready.
Good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, sir.
All right. Would you please state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Glendon David Price III, and it's 237-048.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
You're appearing before the Order of the Board of Executive Committees this afternoon in reference to your community supervision reputation.
Yes, sir.
I introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing now. My name is David Neal. I'll be your town chair. To my right is the Honorable Michael Johnson, and to his right is the Honorable Dale Woodnouse.
Okay.
Also in the room today, we have Mr. Westby, who is from the Department of Corrections, and he also represents the parole office today. Prior to hearing, you received a notification from advisory of this hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
The honor from you will notify your right to appear to speak on your behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at any expense. Do you have an attorney or do you represent yourself today, sir?
I just represent myself, sir.
Okay. I'm going to swear to you, Mr. Westby, at this time. So if you solemnly swear to tell truth, hold truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you swear?
Of course, yes, sir.
I do.
I do.
You're going to be in two phases, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And then in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. Okay, so in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you two allegations that are on the warrant. And after each one, I'm going to ask you to tell me if it's true or false. Allegation number one is violation of Arizona conditional supervision of the community, as demonstrated by your act of changing your residence in place of residence at 5340 6th Avenue, Sherwood, Arizona, on or about December 9th, 2017, without prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, so that's when you abstained from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
It's kind of true, but not true. I was just saying.
Sir, you can explain what you want to explain in the second phase. Right now,
yes,
I know whether you consider that statement true or false.
False.
Okay. We'll get some information from Mr. Westby, and then we'll discuss it. Mr. Westby.
January 5, 2018. This officer called the approved sponsor and spoke to regarding the whereabouts of the offender and his positive drug screening from December 20th, 2017. He stated he was last seen by her on December 9th, 2017 with an ex-offender, Lucretia Adair, ADC number 311-570. She stated the offender left the residence and did not return. The offender reported to his PO on December 20th, 2017 after missing his scheduled parole report date on December 19th, 2017, and did not report change of address to the duty officer on that date. The offender's next report date was scheduled for January 16th, 2018, and this PO, being Jess Clements, waited until this date to see if the offender would report and could be sanctioned. The offender did not report. The cell phone number is disconnected, and there are no other options to contact. I checked the local county jails, local shelters, and the EADS emergency contact, and I got the results. There's no other family or friends to contact. He did attempt to locate the offender. Friends were about to know. This is an absconder from supervision.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Price, what about that statement is false? All right. Okay, sir, let's continue with this. Okay, allegation number two is use of methamphetamine. Violation of the condition of supervision number seven is demonstrated by use of methamphetamine on or about December 20th, 2017, for the TAC LCMS lab report dated January 10th, 2018. That statement true or false, sir?
That is true, sir.
Okay. We'll move this on now. So based on the issue of Mr. Price for allegation number two, and for the information warrant number 2018W0182, about allegation number one, and the information received from DOC, I move to find that for Mr. Price is authorizing violating the terms and conditions of the supervision, and that he may have lapsed for the backlash of a couple of ways.
Second.
Okay.
Okay, sir, as we get ready to move into phase two, Mr. Westbrook will give us some background information. Stay there on the phone, and when he's done giving us the information, I'll get back to you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Westbrook.
On September 1st, 2017, Mr. Price was released from DOC. He was arrested January 27th, 2018 by St. John's PD. I do felony charges, resisting arrest, obstructing investigation, possession of narcotic drugs, possession of narcotic drugs for sale, possession of marijuana, conspiracy to commit a crime, drug paraphernalia, prescription drug violation, and new misdemeanor charges of possession of a prescription drug, and refusing true name. He was back in DOC custody March 8, 2018, with an adjusted CDCB of August 20th, 2018. 49 respond days. Current conviction, 2012, left means of transportation, 4.5 years. 2012, aggravated assault, 2 years, 3 months. Prior convictions, 2008, left marijuana violation, 1.5 years. 2010, dangerous drug violation, 1 year. 2010, drug paraphernalia, 4 months. This is his third term at DOC, CUMIR score 33, alcohol score 2, substance abuse score 3. Gang information notes, he is a white supremacist. Prior terms of supervision, 2009, TIS release completion 5 months. 2011, TIS release of absconders 72 days, brief CCD prior to seeing the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are mild with drugs, threats, and violence noted. Other arrests. 2000, marijuana violation, Arizona, juvenile detention. 2000, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, juvenile detention. 2001, shoplifting, Arizona, juvenile detention. 2001, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, juvenile detention. 2005, assault with deadly weapons, California, felony conviction, probation. 2006, marijuana violation, Alabama, guilty of other sanctions. 2006, possessed sell marijuana, Alabama, disposition unknown. I do have, excuse me, this committee risk score is a G7B8, and I do have status of charges from Officer Clements dated March 22nd, 2018. It says, per the Apache County Superior Court, all charges, felony, and misdemeanor are dismissed without prejudice by the county attorney.
Thanks, sir. Okay, Mr. Price, I'm going to go over some information about your case supervision summary. So you approved to reside with your parents in Chevrolet. And you left there. Where did you go when you left that residence, sir?
To be honest with you, because I actually got this woman pregnant, and it's my first kid. And like this is in the summer right here. I'm just so you guys. And it's my first kid, and if it's mind blowing, I know if it is good, it is bad, which I'm thankful that my Heavenly Father actually gave me the kid on the way. And I was gonna say
says that you were initially going to work at Wendy's, but you quit due to vague reasons. So I would say you didn't really know why you quit.
Well, I quit because, to be honest, the general manager and the manager, they're doing a bunch of drugs around me. And I said, I'm like, you're on call, but I'm on call, I quit. And then I started doing landscaping.
Okay. Did you work anywhere else while you were an officer? Show us your programming that you completed the ACCI, the management and substance abuse courses.
Yes, sir.
And you provided a native web screen on September 19, 2017. And then for sanctions, it shows that you provided a tiger web screen on December 20, 2017. But we know sanctions or staffings under the community supervision. So, when you were gone, you were gone for like 49 days, but the report says that you were in the company of another, it says an ex-offender.
Yes, sir.
All right, the board is now in discussion.
this is, unfortunately, the fact that we understand we found out to be a father, especially the first time, it kind of disrupts things. But it's unfortunate, he didn't talk to his PO before he left. And with the absconding time, and having the absconding last time he was incarcerated, and the charge of investment, just as it was dismissed, they were dismissed without prejudice, which means that we can file them if they want to. I just don't see him as good a candidate for becoming community supervision this time. But I'm really listening to any input that my fellow board members might have.
Just for the record, I just would mention there is also a positive screen for that kind of thing.
Okay, well, there's no more discussion.
Let me just say, I agree. I think that he'll be released in August. He just had a new kid. When he gets out, he won't be on any probation or parole. Start putting together a plan now so that when he is released, hopefully he won't come back before this board.
All right, thank you. Okay, based on all the information, number 201-AW-0182, Mr. Price's testimony, information regarding the corrections in our discussion, and particularly the fact that the use of methamphetamines, I move the community supervision of Mr. Price, as he was as a delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapse or about to lapse in the criminal ways will come.
Second.
I agree.
Okay, sir. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. I'm not sure when your son's supposed to be delivered, but you should be out on about August 20th, 2018. And at that time, you wouldn't have to deal with the Department of Corrections or floor officer. You can go to whichever rehab you want to, and hopefully be there for the birth of your son and help take care of him and not ever come back into the Department of Corrections. Is that understand, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you for attending today. This will finish your hearing. In your hearing, would you please put the CL3 back on the phone?